The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
It's 27 after 8, 27 after 7 in Queensland. Harley was absolutely brilliant yesterday, such that we played some of what he said earlier on in the program. Let's see what he can deliver today. Harley, good morning.
Well, you know, we have the steady drumbeat here that says the more strict we are now, the quicker we'll be able to get past the coronavirus. That's the way they're looking at the situation, and they've turned it into a national medical emergency. New York City is virtually shut down now. No large gatherings of any kind. All schools are closed. Bars and restaurants have been ordered closed by the city government. Many companies are sending workers home, for sure, any workers who can work from home. The expectation is at least 8 weeks. Now, not necessarily 8 weeks of a near-complete shutdown, but close to it, and that's already brought economic growth to a standstill. The president was just on, just minutes ago, saying we could go into a recession, although he thinks it'll be a short one. Well, of course, if the economy has dead stopped right now, from here, it can only go backward and start recessing a bit. Now, there are political pundits saying it'll surely be President Trump's Katrina. On the other hand, there's a punditry on the other side of things that says if it takes 8 weeks, even 10 weeks, maybe a little longer, takes us into June, and then pent-up demand, this economy may be exploding. Just about time for the election, but most of us don't really care about the election at the moment.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Yeah, the stock market dropped nearly 3,000 points today.
I know. How do people pay their mortgage and how do people pay their bills?
Well, now that's an interesting thing because what they're doing is saying if you're sick, you stay home. The government's going to make sure that employers have enough money to pay you while you're not at work. So that's part of what they're trying to do in Congress. They've come up with this bill. Now, when the Democrats in the House came up with a proposal, they wanted to make all these helps permanent and extend the size of the government. The Republicans said, no, don't try to pull a trick on us now. Let's focus on what we have going on right now. Let's deal with this situation. If we have people who can't go to work because the government says they can't go to work, it's not fair to tell them you don't get any money. They have to get paid somehow, at least something. And so that's what their plan is, somehow or another. It's going to cost a tremendous amount of money. It's already costing a lot of money. The Fed came up with $1.5 trillion in additional money. $500 billion repo operation that allows banks to put up collateral like treasuries in exchange for cash. That's after they offered up $1.5 trillion just a couple of days ago.
Absolutely.
And now they've cut the interest rate to nearly zero.
Yep.
Again.
Well, Harley, you've done a brilliant job in highlighting what this means. I mean, the virus, the economic consequence is most probably going to be infinitely more damaging than the virus. We'll talk again tomorrow, Harley. Thank you for that. Harley Carnes in the United States of America, 8:30, 7:30 in Queensland.